So I've got here these three presents, and they have a question connected to them. So there are three questions which we're going to think about as we think about this passage. Let me just pray as we do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. We pray that you would speak to us now. Help us be attentive to listen to what you are saying. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, the first question I'd like to ask is this one, the one that the wise men asked as they came to look for Jesus. They asked this question. They said, where is the king? Where can we find the king? Where can we find the king? Now, this is not a jigsaw. How do you say it? I always get it wrong. It's waskage. It's a waskage. Have you seen one of these? A waskage is a 1,000-piece jigsaw, but you, unlike most jigsaws, you don't have the picture. This is not the picture. This is just a clue. And you have to solve the jigsaw. You have to work out what the picture is as you go along. And for this particular picture, it's all about the crown jewels. And the crown jewels have gone missing, and you have to work out, as you make the jigsaw, where the crown jewels have gone. And it's quite a tricky thing to do, as you can imagine, but not beyond certain members of our family to do it. But this is a puzzle in the Bible story that Eunice read for us. The puzzle for the wise men was, where is the king? Where can we find the king, they ask in the first two verses there. And the wise men are wise. So they go to the obvious place where you'd find a king, which was the palace in the capital city of Jerusalem, where the king of the Jews would most likely be. And they go there and they look amongst the riches and the palaces and all of the wealth of the kings. But as we know, Jesus was not there. He was born not in the capital city, but in a manger, in a small, out-of-the-way village into the messiness of our world. And we know this, and we've just told the story of Christmas again over these last few days. But friends, as we start this new year, as we start 2019, let's learn from this Christmas story, from the story of the wise men. Let's learn that we need to be ready to meet Jesus, to find Jesus in some surprising places, in situations and in people that we had not expected to find him. And at the very heart of our call to mission as a people who are followers of Jesus, if you remember back to how we started this service, Jesus saying, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I with them. And if that is true, and we believe it is, then as we sit here in this church building this morning, Jesus is here amongst us. And as we leave, as we go back to our homes and our places of work tomorrow and our neighborhoods and our schools, Jesus is there where we are. And friends, to take that call this year to be a 2020 Vision Church, to be those who are going out in mission, taking seriously the call that Jesus asks us to be amongst perhaps the people who are less popular, who are less well off, less comfortable with the people who are in those areas, because that's where Jesus was to be found in the pages of the Bible. So their first question, where can we find the king? We see the reminder from this backwards jigsaw, sometimes in very surprising places, and maybe in this coming year. Where will we find Jesus, the king, in 2019? So that's the first question. The second one, I'm going to need Chloe to help me with this. The second question is this. How does the king speak? In chapter 2, verses 2 to 6, how does the king speak? Well, actually, Jesus doesn't speak in Matthew chapter 2. He's just a baby. He's just perhaps Penelope size or slightly bigger. But God is speaking. God is speaking in this chapter. And this that I've got here is a secret safe diary. And Chloe tells me that the password to get in, I think, what's the number? 5. Okay, the number is 5. So what I'm going to do is you push a button on the front here. And I'm not sure you'll be able to hear this. If I hold it up, you might do. And what we have to do, we have to say the password, and then hopefully it'll open and let us in. So the password is 5. So you need to all say the password in a minute. Let me just see it. All right, you ready? Five.
Password is incorrect.
Okay. Let's try it a bit louder. Try it a bit louder. We failed again. Hang on. Okay, louder. It maybe didn't hear it. Okay, so I'll press it again. Five.
Password is incorrect.
Again, we're getting it wrong. We're getting it wrong. What, Chloe, have you got? Can you help us?
Yeah.
Come out here. You know what I think? I think there was too much noise. Was there too much noise? So let's try this. Everybody, you be as quiet as you can. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? You got to be really, really still. We're everybody quiet. Penelope's following. I was worried she might not be at this point, but she is. Okay, so you ready?
Five.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Well done. The magic word. The magic word. It opened. Well, you can come and look if Chloe will let you have a look and see what's inside once you've got in. It's making a lot of noise now, so let's ignore that. But there's a point there, and we'll come back to that in a minute, because God is speaking in this passage in various ways. I wonder how many you noticed as Eunice was reading. God is speaking through nature, the star that rises, that the wise men followed. For those who noticed, God was speaking in the stars. God was speaking through other people. The wise men came to Herod, wise men from the east, magicians, stargazers, probably not kings, but astrologers of some kind, probably quite well off, but foreigners, not Jews, slightly dubious maybe because they're immigrants, migrants, come from the Far East, would have been looked down on somewhat amongst the high circles in Jerusalem. But God was speaking through these wise men for those who would listen. God was speaking through his Bible. The religious teachers in verse 6 quote from Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, and they say, yes, God has told us where the king is going to be born, in Bethlehem. God is speaking through his Bible for those who will listen. And here's the point, and the point of this secret safe diary, is that sometimes there's so much other noise around us, so much other interruptions and inputs that we don't hear or notice even the voice of God. Maybe in nature, maybe in other people, maybe in his Bible. Excellent. Can you help me again? Kids, could you all help? We need to give one to everybody in the church. And I'll have one here. Can I have one? So God speaks in his words, and we want to encourage everybody to be listening to what God is saying in his word. So JJ and Alexander and Abigail, Hannah, Chloe are going to hand round to you a little bookmark, which we want to encourage you to take away today. And on the front, helpfully, you've got the Sunday, so you know what day is a Sunday coming up, and the Bible passage we're going to be reading on the Sunday. But on the back, what we've done is to divide up the book of Matthew into short daily readings. We want to encourage you as a sort of starting challenge for this year to read the book of Matthew by Easter. To read the book of Matthew by Easter. And if that feels like a big undertaking, well, it's only 6 or 7 verses a day. Maybe take you 5 to 10 minutes in a day and see if we can do this together as a church in the first few months of this year. And if that feels a little bit too small a challenge for you, I have also got something that we've done before, I've used before, a 5-day-a-week Bible reading program that will read the whole Bible in a year. And that's sort of 3 or 4 chapters a day. So if you feel like a little bit more, then come and get one of these from the front here afterwards. But this is our challenge this first term of this year, to read through this book of Matthew together and listen to what God is wanting to say to us in his word. And that's the second thing that we're going to think about. On our prayer meeting, Mike was leading our prayer meeting in the evening on Wednesday. Are those left over? Okay, excellent, thank you. If there are any others left over, we can just put them on the side here at the front. But our prayer meeting on Wednesday, Mike was leading us, and we were thinking about guidance and how God guides us and leads us, and about how we, for this new year, work out what it is that God is saying to us or wants to say to us for 2019. And one of the things I was really encouraged with as Mike was leading us was this idea that we do that together. We do that together, and we have opportunities to do that together, to say to one another, I think God is saying this to me. Will you, what do you think? Will you pray with me? Will you, whether you think the stars are speaking to you, or whether you think God is speaking to you through people or through his word, that we share that and we pray together with others. And home groups are a wonderful place to do that. If you're not part of a home group, then can I really encourage you for this year? How does the King speak? How will we hear Jesus speaking? Perhaps through getting together in those home groups and having that opportunity to say, what do you think? Can you pray with me about this particular issue? So how will Jesus the King speak to us in 2019? Okay, the last question, final question is this. What is our response to the King? And there are two responses to the King in this passage. The first one in verse 7 is from Herod. We see, the story of Herod, the story of Herod. He's heard about Jesus. He's heard about this King. And he decides to do nothing. He decides to stay where he is to protect his security and his status and not to risk losing that. He sees Jesus as a threat, not as a positive thing. And so he does nothing. He chooses to stay. And the wise men, they choose to go. They choose to follow what they've been hearing and go and find Jesus. Now, my final present here is one of these. I don't know if anybody get one of these for Christmas? It's a Fitbit. Anybody get one for Christmas? They're very popular. And what they do is they measure the number of steps that you take. Now, what I need is somebody very active to help me with this. JJ, come on then. Now, here's what we're going to do. In the time I'm going to talk about this, there are 123 steps on there. Do you see that? So will you take hold of that? And I'm going to challenge you. You have 2 minutes. Remember 123. I want you to see how many steps you can get in the next 2 minutes. You ready? All right, go. So while JJ is moving around and doing that, we're going to just think about these gifts that God has given to us. Gifts that God has given to us. Now, this is a gift, the Fitbit, that if you are given at Christmas and you look at it and you think, wow, it's a Fitbit, that's wonderful, and you put it on your bedside table and you leave it there, it is completely useless. It's just a piece of plastic, and it's totally useless. You only got a minute and a half to go. Keep going. But what you need to do is you need to get up and move. This is a gift you need to use. You need to move, and it can be a wonderful gift because it can help you, as you can see with JJ, it can help you get very active, and it can help you really improve your fitness, JJ, if you keep going. We're going to break a record here, I think. The most number of steps in a church service during a talk. Come on, keep going. But this is the gift. God's gifts to us are like this gift. God gives us gifts not to put on our bedside table and look nice. God gives us gifts to use them. He gives us gifts to use them, and not necessarily in running around the church, but in other ways, to serve people, to bless people, to be about the work of Christmas, finding the lost, healing the broken. I think he might be broken after this. To feed the hungry, to release the prisoners, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in it. Well, he doesn't know that, but yes, that is true. He can just wave it around, to be honest, but there we go. He's doing a lot of distance. Right, JJ, I think one more lap and then we're done. You're nearly there. So here we go. Come up. Let's get here. Let's give him a round of applause. Well done, JJ. Excellent. Let me have a look. Let's have a look. So it was 123. Who's good at maths? You are? It is now 373. So we've gone 250. And you know what? This is set up for an adult who has half the pace of you. So you can double that. So you have done 500 steps. Let's give him a round of applause. Very well done. Well done. Thank you. Thank you. Now, just like that gift, we have a choice to make. We have a choice to make to either use the gifts that God has given us and sort of get those steps, as it were, or put them aside and just keep them on the bedside table. It's a challenge for us in this new year to respond like Herod, just to hold on to what we have, not use the gifts God's given us, or to respond like the wise men, to move, to seek Jesus, to worship him, to bring him our gifts, to commit to moving when he calls. And what that might mean for you this year, I don't know. It could mean all sorts of things. It could mean using your gifts here within the church. There's some church membership booklets here. We were talking about this the other day with somebody. And there's a list on page 7. And it's a list of different areas of service within the church. And there are lots of things here that you could do within the church. They include things like editing the Facebook page. And if you don't know what that is, then there are other things that we need people to do, and it will be good for people to use their gifts in, whether it's in welcoming people or writing to missionaries or arranging flowers or reading the Bible in services. So many ways for us to get involved and use the gifts that God has given us here within the church. It could mean, of course, beyond the church. It could mean taking on something new this year in our home or in our workplace or our school or our college. But the important thing, as we think about these gifts on this table here, how will Jesus, the King, call us to move in 2019? How will he call me to move in 2019, take on a new challenge? So where can we find the King? Where can we find the King? How does the King speak? How will we hear Jesus in this coming year? And how will he call us to respond, actively respond, and use the gifts that he has given to us?